We continue our learning. We're in Tamid Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. This Perek discusses how the Kohanim would prepare the Mizbeach for the Avodah. We need the fire on the Mizbeach. We're now going to discuss in this Mishnah what happened immediately after the Trumas Hadeshen. So the Mishnah begins, Ra'u Echav Sheyarad. So the other Kohanim, his brothers literally, other Kohanim saw the Kohen that who did the Trumas Hadeshen, the removing of the ash, that first Avodah. They saw that he came down the kevish, the ramp, and put the ashes on the azara, on the floor of the azara, which is what he was supposed to do. So what do? They have to prepare themselves now with go to the kior. They rushed to prepare themselves to go over to the kior to wash their hands and feet, mina kior. And they took shovels and forks. The shovels were to scoop up some of the ashes. The forks were used to remove some of the pieces of the meat that are on top of the mizbech off to the side. So, and they went up to the top of the mizbech. What are they going to do? So they need to prepare the wood, the fire, for this day's avoda. But there were limbs and fats from the previous day that may have not been consumed overnight. So they would have to move them off to the side in order to prepare the wood and the fire, the pyre, for today's avodah. So that's what the Mishnah says. Any of the limbs and the fats from the previous day's karbanos that were not completely consumed during the night, did not burn completely. Sonkim osam litzidadei hamizbeach. So these kohanim, with the utensil that they had, would move them off to the sides, still on top of the mizbeach, till they could prepare the fire for today's avodah. And in einat stud, in machazikim, let's say the sides of the mizbeach didn't have enough room. There may be a lot of avarim and padarim that were not consumed overnight. So sodim osama basovev al hakevish. They would put them, there was no room on top of the mizbeach, so they put them pretty much at the top of the kevish, the top of the ramp, was over the sovev. The sovev was the ledge upon which the Kohanim would walk around, about halfway down the Mizbeach. So the top of the kevesh was over, the top of the ramp was right over the sovev. So that's where they would place some of these fats and limbs that didn't have room to be placed on the side of the top of the Mizbeach. They were placed on the top of the kevesh of the ramp. Then the Mishperek Beis Mishnah Beis tells us, Hechelu malin ba'efer al gabei atapuach. So after they removed any of these evarim and pudarim that were not consumed to the sides of the mizbeach, so they began now clearing away the ashes from the fire so they could build now a new fire. So they began Hechelu malin ba'efer, they took the shovels, that's what they needed the shovels for, and they began to pile up the ashes from the fire from yesterday, al gabei atapuach, on the tapuach. Tapuach doesn't here mean something that swelled, it's not an apple, but it means, it's actually a reference to the mound of ashes that were on, that were in the middle of the mizbeach. So they began to put more ashes on that tapuach. That tapuach, the mound where the ashes were piled up, was actually at the center of the mizbeach. And pa'amim alav kishlosh meos kor. Sometimes there was so much ashes that it would be as large, about 300 kor of ashes upon it. Now a kor is 30 saw. So 300 of that, so is a large volume to begin with. 6 kav equal a sa, and the 30 sa equal a kor. So now you're telling me the 300 kor worth of ashes on top of it, so that that would amount to a lot. Uveregalim lo ayu midashnim osam, and on the shalosh regalim, when they brought a lot of karbanos, they wouldn't remove the ashes from this mound. This was considered something that was very special. Mipnei she'u noy lemizbeach. In fact, it's considered an ornament, something that decorates the mizbeach, so to speak, by the fact that so many karbanos were brought. So the tapuach was very large. Miyamav lo nisatzel hakohen milahotzi es hadeshen. And then the Mishnah concludes by saying that in all of the days, the kohen was never a nisatzel, never too lazy that from taking out the ashes when this tapuach was too large. The Bar Tuna explains it is really connected to the Noi LeMizbeach, the fact that it was decorated for the Mizbeach. He says, Miyamav lo nesatzav klum. What this means to say is like this. What do you mean, Kohen, when we're never lazy enough to take the ashes out? Mahashaya deshen kol kach, meaning the fact that this tapuach, the ashes, grew so large into this huge mound, lo machmas atzos hakonim. Don't think it was because the kohanim were too lazy to take the ashes out. Elo lonoi, rather it's there for ornament. Laharos shekarbonos harbei karvu al gabai hamizbeach, and it was not due to the fact that the kohanim were too lazy to take the ashes off, no, rather because this in fact was considered an adornment for the mizbeach, and not because of any laziness on the part of the kohanim.